was read in your hearing. It says on verse 16, Romans 10, it says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. By hearing, and hearing by. Oh, y'all missed that already. Y'all missed it. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by. By hearing, and hearing by. Don't make me exegesis this text already now. So, I would like to say, just for you to marinate on this thought until I come back, because I see there's a selection coming right now after I sit down. But if you don't mind, just marinate on this thought. Protect your ears. Now, for my young people, be careful who whisper in your ear.
All right.
If you don't mind, could you just pause for just for 30 seconds?
Come on now.
Yes, Lord.
And I want you to press rewind on your life.
Come on now.
Yeah.
I just want 30 seconds of your time.
Yeah.
Come on.
And just say, I remember when. The Lord worked it out. That's why I know. When the songwriter says, when I think about the goodness. See, y'all missed that already. I'm glad he said, think about it. Because if he ever would have put down the concentrate on it, I'll tear his church up in here this morning. But he just said, think about the goodness of Jesus. But I know I got some witnesses in here to say if I ever concentrate on how good God has been, that's somebody concentrating. That's somebody concentrating on them. That's somebody right there already concentrating on them. See, you just can't say think about them. Because think about it, just give a little, you know, just a little thought about them. Oh, but when you get to thinking and concentrating on them, of how good he's been to you. We ought to just go ahead and have a party. Because I remember years ago, remember Pastor used to always saying, praise is what I do. Boy, I tell you. Amen. Amen. Obedience to the great head of the church, which is Jesus Christ. To pastor in his absence. What a wonderful person. To the chairman of the deacon board, trustees, officers of this great church. I'm indeed happy to be found in the house of Zion once again. Before I go on, let me introduce my bride.
Amen.
Of 24 years.
Amen.
Please stand up. And my son, my youngest one.
Amen.
That's Robert and Lexi's daughter. This year, I get to join the club of many to say I have a son in college now. So I have a son out in Appalachian studying chemistry and forensics. And I surely miss him. But I tell you, it's a beautiful thing when you can tell your child, go on in the name of Jesus, and God will be with you. I believe that. And just so happens, just good to have my wife here. And like I tell anybody, she is my wife for life. She is the apple of mine eyes. And she is my chick on the side. Mess with Dan, y'all forgive me. That's my friend right there. That's my friend. So I always say, if there's any single men out here, you don't need to look back over there. I've told many of my wife decide to wake up one day and say, oh, I got to go. I told her, I'm moving in with you and your new boyfriend. I don't put in too much time here. We got to help pay for that boy at college. So it don't bother me. Go on to your new man. But I'm moving in with both of y'all.
Amen.
Somebody said, give me a key. Could I also say this? Don't quit laughing. You got too many around here now. Even I was in seminary. It's too many. You say, how you doing? Oh, dang, you know, praise God, man. I didn't ask you all that. I just want to know how you doing. Just say you're doing okay. Don't quit laughing and smiling, church. Please don't. Please don't. Let's go to this word. So then faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. By hearing and hearing by. Word of God. Protect your ears. this Christian life is not as some would have you to believe. It's a life full of determination, dedication, that we fall short of at times. It is a life with trials and tribulations that is always not far behind. Can I be honest? The way has not always been easy. We're not always going to be on top of things. The good times will not always roll our way. There are some tears to shed, some burdens to bear, some midnight floors to walk. No servant of God just glides to his or her destiny, untouched, unblemished, nor sleep on a bed of ease. Jesus never promised us that we will have sunshine every day. He never promised us we won't have to cry sometimes. John 16 tells us that in this world ye shall have tribulations. But be of good cheer. Jesus say, I have overcome this world. When you have strong faith, not only you can make it, but you can also take it. Even with shut doors and folks saying you're not going to make it, faith will have you walking around in your house saying, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Protect your ears. Most communion tables have inscribed on them, if you think about it, the communion table is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. I guess my first introduction to the word faith didn't come from reading the Bible, but it was through a song. While sitting on the morning bench in New Orleans, Louisiana, I used to hear these women on the motherboard. Oh, we don't say that anymore. The motherboard. Then I used to hear these deacons sing. They used to sing this song. Prayer is the key to heaven. And faith unlocks the door. According to Hebrews, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, in the evidence of things not seen. Faith can be understood as believing without seeing. The principle is that we look beyond the physical appearance and see the invisible God. Faith is very important in a believer's life. Faith is a requirement to receive God's saving grace. Ephesians says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man shall boast. Faith is just not accepting that God is real. We believe it. Faith is treasuring all of God's promises through Jesus Christ. You remember those promises? Because the only thing he told us, whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Faith will have you looking out of the windows of your soul for miracles and blessings. True faith enables you to look beyond what you see with your natural eyes. That is why, church, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to have to say it. That is why some folks can't understand your praise. I see I'm going to get in trouble now. Because they're looking at you with their natural eyes. Community folks, church folks, they can see how bad your situation is, how bad your marriage is, how your children always acting up at school in the principal office.
Yes.
They seeing your situation with their natural eyes.
Yes.
But when you look through your spiritual eyes, you see, you don't see a breakdown, you see a breakthrough. But when you look through your spiritual eyes, you don't see walls closing in on you. You see walls falling down.
Yes. Yes.
The Bible says we ought to walk by faith and not by sight. Folks just don't understand your praise because they can't see how in the world are you going to make it.
Yes.
Tell them I know what you see,
but
I can see the invisible.
Yes. Yes.
The Bible says, without faith, it's
impossible
to please God. Yes. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Yes. Yes.
Somebody in here can testify for me this morning. Even when I can't see a blessing, I can sure enough feel one.
Yes.
Corinthians said it. It was written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither entered into the heart of men the things which God has prepared for them. I praise God because he told me everything going to be all right.
Yeah.
Didn't someone say he's our on time God?
Yeah.
Even with bad credit, I'm still going out and look for a car. Maybe some of y'all didn't get that.
Yeah.
Even with bad credit, I'm still going to look for another car.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just trying to testify for you. Protect your ears. Hearing is one of the major five senses. See, my young people know about this because we had to learn that stuff. You know, the five senses.
Mm-hmm.
How pleasant it is to hear the joy of music and laughter and children playing outside. The Bible attests to hearing as being paramount. In Revelations, remember when Jesus used John the Revelator's hand to write to the seven churches? When it came to him signing off of the letter to Ephesus and Smyrna and Laodicea, it ended with this saying, he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Our text says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How do you protect your ears?
All right. Come on now.
With the blood, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Go back and read Leviticus 8.
All right.
It talks about the consecration service of Aaron and his sons. During this service, Moses put blood on the right earlobe, the right thumb, the right big toe.
Yes.
Because this had spiritual significance.
Right.
Blood on the right thumb symbolized that their hands were holy.
Right.
They were committed to touch only holy things.
Right.
Blood on the big toe, the right toe, symbolized that their feet were committed to walk only. I'm about to get in trouble. Walk only in holy places.
Yes, yes, yes.
Blood on the right earlobe symbolized that the ears were committed to hearing from God. They ought to be God's servants from head to toe.
Yes.
Blood on our ears. Our ears need to be sanctified.
All right.
Oh, you don't remember that in Sunday school? Sanctified means to set apart. And anointed by the blood of Jesus the Christ. A Christian takes no pleasure in listening to anything he or she pleases. Yeah, I say it. Yeah, I say it.
Amen.
We are what we listen to. I got to say this. You listen to negative things, you become negative. If we guard our ears, you will guard your mind. The problem is with the Christian church and saved folks. Now, when somebody ring your doorbell, you gonna look through the peephole. Oh, I thought I was going to get some help in here. Why is it that when negative stuff ring your doorbell, you just open the door and let it in? Why don't you just peek through the peephole?
Amen.
Whatever you listen to by ear will enter your mind. Sometimes we listen to songs. Think about it. And 2 days later, you start humming it to yourself. And you say, where did I hear this from? Because it got in your mind and it got in your spirit. The devil is clever. He knows what to tell you. Whosoever controls your mind controls your time. Oh, you can tweet that right now. You can tweet that. That's free. Oh, I'll say it for you again so you can really tweet it. Whoever controls your mind controls your time. We should not allow anything and everything to enter our mind.
Amen.
Do not accept or believe what anybody says. We must filter it out. You know, I want to tell you about this great singer here. He was great. And his song had a pearl of wisdom attached to it. Great singer. Now, I'm going to give you the lyrics because I know you don't know them, okay? But if you don't mind, I want to give you the lyrics to this song. It says, oh, I bet you're wondering why. How I knew about your plans to make me blue. It took me by surprise.
Yeah.
I told you y'all don't know him. It took me by surprise, I must say.
Yes, sir.
When I found out yesterday.
Yeah.
Don't you know, I heard it through the grapevine.
Amen.
You call that gossiping. Wasn't the pearl of wisdom I'm talking about. It says, people say, believe half of what you see and none of what you hear. We should not allow anything and everything to enter our mind. If you protect your ears, you will protect your mind. gospel not to accept anything and everything. We as God people must have the mind of Jesus. The Bible says, let this mind be in you which is in Christ Jesus. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that we may prove what is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Paul says the right mind thinks on whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, whatsoever things of good report. If there be any virtue, there be any praise, you need to think on these things. I learned, church. I learned to stop allowing garbage and to stop allowing people to pour their garbage on me like I'm their garbage can. Oh, you'll get that with maturity. We need to stop allowing people to pour garbage in our mind. Can I tell you a little secret? You do know what happens when garbage sits for a long time. Somebody already preaching my sermon. If you don't know, can I tell you? When garbage sits in your mind a long time, it starts to sink. This is where you get stinking thinking. Yeah, I see it.
Amen.
Stinking thinking. Many church visions can't move forward because of stinking thinking. Choirs can't sing a new song because of stinking thinking. Deacons cannot deacon because of stinking thinking. Trustees cannot take care of the building the right way because of stinking thinking. The planning committee can't try new things in the church because of stinking thinking. People can smell you coming 20 yards away. Yeah, I say it. People can smell you. And you wonder why they don't want to have a meeting if they know that you're going to be there. You thought it was your cologne or your deodorant or your mouthwash. It is your stinking thinking. Help me, Holy Ghost. A person who has faith develops a personal relationship with God. You cannot hear from God if you don't have an intimate relationship with him. When you have an intimate relationship with Christ, you can speak to each other all day long. Talk about some things. Your conversation will last forever. Intimacy. Intimacy. Into me you see. That's what God is saying to you.
Amen.
Intimacy begins with the hearing of the gospel. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishly. but unto which are saved, and it's the power of God. This is uncommon to the Apostle Paul. When Paul was writing to encourage the people at Philippi, the Apostle Paul desired to be intimate with Christ. We must be willing, as Paul did, to lose earthly and personal possession just to get to know him better. Paul said, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Jesus. I count all things but the loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ." But what I like about Paul, Paul wanted to go a little deeper. He had to go deeper. And this is what Paul said. I need a better relationship with him. He said that I may know him. And the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. If we suffer with him, we shall reign with him. Church, when you know that you know that you know that you know, when you know him for yourself, you can say, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe it." Protect your ears. For my school teachers and professionals and audiologists and a speech therapist will let you know that your hearing reflects your speech pattern. If the hearing is impaired, then your speech will be slurred. Why am I telling you this? Because the Bible says, "How shall they believe in him who they heard not? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" So then the faith cometh by hearing. I got to protect my ears, y'all. The devil realized the Lord will speak a word to you. He will speak something into your spirit. The devil is right there trying to make you doubt what you just heard. Anybody who's trying to convince you you didn't hear what you heard is on assignment from the enemy. The devil is trying to mess with your hearing. Have you ever noticed when you're trying to hear from God, there's always a distraction? You got to admit, or y'all didn't get that now. When the preacher is preaching, it's always somebody saying, "Do you have a mint?"
You better preach that. Yes, sir.
See, I know I'm going to get thrown out. I know. Think about it. When pastor is really, really preaching, it's always somebody talking about, "It's cold in here." Oh, I know you don't like me. I know. It's always somebody, before they even get through those double doors, who's singing today.
You better sing it.
Did I say that? Every time the word is being preached or taught, it's always a distraction somewhere. Think about it. When you're trying to read or study the Bible, the phone rings. Somebody is trying to text you. When you're trying to pray, your child needs your attention during that time. When the preacher is delivering God's word, this is what bothers me. That the person would say, excuse my grammar, he ain't finished yet. The enemy is trying to clog your ears because he doesn't want you to hear what God has for your life. The devil knows if he can affect your hearing, he will affect your speech. When I hear clearly from God, I start talking strange. I start speaking stuff. I start declaring stuff. Where's Deacon Bobo? Where is he? I declare in the name of Jesus that asthma will not hold you.
My God, my God, my God, my God, my God.
When you know God, you start speaking strange. You know they about to come and turn those lights off. Because this is what, your third time, you can't do it. But some kind of way, they forgot to come out that day. And God supplied the money that you needed. Because you spoke something into existence, and God called the angels down to come and see about it. Oh, I'm gonna kill some demons in here today. The enemy wants to attack your hearing so that you can't speak. Our speech is important because in my tongue is the power of life and death. A person who has faith will call those things there be not as though they already are. The devil don't want you to hear whosoever shall call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. The enemy don't want you to speak if we confess our sins. God is faithful and just to forgive and clean us up. Yes, sir, did you know that God is faithful? If God said it, I believe it. And that settles it. The reason we can sing, "Great is thy faithfulness," it's because God is no shorter than his word. The Bible says God is not a man that he should lie. God is faithful, church. Can I tell you, to have faith in God? I have a question for you. Do you believe that God is able?
Yes, he is.
Come
on,
sir.
I ask you a question. I said, do you believe that God is able? For the Bible tell me now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. If God told you it's going to happen, it got to happen. So don't worry about your roadblocks in your life. If God told you the new house is yours and the loan has not been approved, go to Lowe's and pick out your paint. Call Sister Dalton and tell her I need a power hookup to my new address.
Amen.
The Bible says that the just shall live by faith. I need to know, have you been protecting your ears? I think my hearing is okay, church. Because I heard the voice of Jesus saying, come unto me, all that labor and heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Can I tell you what I did? I came to Jesus just as I was. I was very wounded and sad. But I found in him a sweet old resting place. And he has made me glad. Faust Chapel, I need to know something. Are you protecting your ears? That's all I want to know. Let me see. Hush. Oh, hush. Somebody is calling my name. When he calls me, I will answer. Because I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Can I tell you that I love the Lord? Because he heard, there you go, my cry. And pity every groan. Long as I live, while trouble rise, I will hasten unto his throne. Can I tell you, I love him, I love him. 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 Because the Bible tells me, but God commending his love towards us. In that while we were sinners and still sinning, that Christ died for us. Can I tell you, he died on Calvary. But I'm going to let you know that wasn't the end of the story. Because on the third day, on the third day, he got up with all power in his hands. He went down in the pits of hell and got the keys from the devil. What I love about him, he got up and somebody said, I don't know who you are, but I heard Jesus say, go and tell everybody and Peter that I've risen from the dead. I just want to tell you, I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. That's how good God has been to me. Somebody in here would like to give God some praise. You won't bother me if you want to praise God right now. Because God has been good to you. Do I have any witness in here that can say God has been good to me? When I look around and everybody ran out on me, God stayed right there. God has been good to me. Yeah. I feel good right now.
Yeah.
Ain't he all right?
Yeah.
Church, I need to ask you a question. You are known in the community as a praising church.
Yeah.
I know everybody on TV asking Clinton and Donald Trump and people that support them why you want to vote for them. But can I tell you, it doesn't matter who gets in. Because he is the Lord of lords. He is the King of kings. Now, if you don't mind, because I'm sure I'm going to tell the pastor. Could I survey the church in here this morning? And let me tell you something. Whatever I ask you, if the alarm clock woke you up, you ain't going to bother me. Just say that the alarm clock woke me up, preacher. But I need, before I go, I need to ask you just a couple of questions. Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Who woke you up this morning?
Jesus.
Who started you on your way?
Jesus.
Who put food on your table?
Jesus.
Who put clothes on your back?
Jesus.
Who gave you salvation?
Jesus.
Who went to the cross? Who got up with all power in his hand? Who gave you power this morning?
Jesus.
Who gave you joy?
Jesus.
Joy.
Jesus.
Joy.
Jesus.
Joy. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah.
Joy.
Joy.
Jesus.
He gave me joy.
Jesus.
He gave me